Hello, welcome. This is Two Rooms at the End of the World. I am your host, Michael Sarno. You're listening on KXRW 99.9 FM, and I hope you're having a good day because we're back at it and we're ready for it all over again. In case this is your first time listening, well, welcome, first of all. And secondly, let me tell you a little bit about the show, because here at Two Rooms at the End of the World, we're a sister broadcast to KXRW's ever-present past. And much in the same vein of ever-present past, we are a show focusing on the music of the past that doesn't really get its fair share of coverage in today's musical status quo. But this show is a strict showcase of songs and music, as opposed to the hybrid storytelling of ever-present past, where we delve into obscure hits from yesterday that radio seems to have forgotten. I'm talking deep tracks, B-sides, live performances, demos, covers from artists of yesterday and today. Maybe it's from artists you never heard of before. Maybe it's an artist you haven't thought about in a long time. And guess what? We sprinkle in a few really new artists that really help carry the spirit and keep everything going. I hope you're ready, because we got a great show lined up for you. As always, we are starting off with the greatest engineer of all time and his projects. Can you guess who it is? Yes, of course. It's Alan Parsons, the Alan Parsons Project with Voyager into What Goes Up.
And I've run out of pale ale, and I feel like I'm in jail, and my music bores me once again. And I've been on the pinball, and I no longer know it all. And they say that you never know when you're insane. Got fleas in the bedroom, got flies in the bathroom, and the cat just finished off the bread. So I walk over Soho, and I read about Monroe, and I wonder, was she really what they said? Got a call from a good friend, come on down for the weekend. Didn't know if I could spare the time. I knew a woman who was crazy about a boy who was lazy, but it didn't work out 'cause they just couldn't make it rhyme. You turned your back on the party game, yeah. Mama, if I keep my head clean, will I really have a good dream? Or will I wake up in confusion just the same?
My love is strong now, you really got. could have got a home.
The voice of Zooey Deschanel could make any millennial such as myself melt, or anything Zooey Deschanel touches really just melts. That was a cover of You Really Got a Hold on Me by She and Him, which is a musical duo comprising of, yes, actress Zooey Deschanel, the Molly Ringwald of my generation at least, and M. Ward, folk musician, very great. Both of them formed in 2006 in where? Anybody want to take a guess? Yep. Well, I am asking a lot of questions with a lot of pop culture today. It's Portland, Oregon. That's where they formed. Since then, Zooey has moved to LA with her property brother. So, and another fun fact about She and Him, they were the first to open the event center in McMiniman's Grand Lodge, Masonic Lodge in Forest Grove, Oregon. This year, they were performing a concert for a Brian Wilson cover album that they just came out with. I was there, and it was great. Before that, we had Brian Prothero with Pinball with one of the greatest opening lines of any song you'll ever hear. And I'm all out of pale ale, and I feel like I'm in jail. Just makes me want to sip a pale ale right when I hear that. All about just a day going by and never really getting your foot in. Some days we just kind of never really get it. Never get in the groove. But enough trivia for the moment. Let's take a break to hear from sponsors that make shows just like this possible and keep KXRW rolling. I am Michael Sarno. You're listening to Two Rooms at the End of the World, 99.9 FM, KXRW. We'll be right back.
A big thank you to our founding partners at Morrell Inc. Print and Marketing for their ongoing support of community radio. Morrell Inc. is a woman-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop that since 1993 has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative printing and marketing solutions. Morrell Inc.'s experienced staff creates partnerships with their clients and uses the latest technologies to meet their needs. More information about Morrell Inc.'s products, printing, and marketing strategies that will best serve your next project and budget can be found at morrellinc.com. That's morrellinc.com.
Fuse Box. I'm just going to admit this right out. This next piece is here because it just irritated the crap out of me.
Well, that's a good start.
Are you suing me?
Canceled.
I think I just got sued by a Japanese pocket squirrel. Representative from Georgia.
North Georgia.
Yeah, like how far north?
Pluto.
Catch Fusebox the first Wednesday of the month at 12:30 p.m. here on KXRW 99.9.
Welcome back to Rooms at the End of the World. I'm Michael Sarno here on KXRW 99.9 FM. We're going to be kicking off the next block. Just have a little fun. You know, sometimes it's good to just have a little fun in music and life. This one's just kind of a funny song. If it doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what will. It's a song called A Whole Pot of Jelly for a Little Slice of Toast. 1975, an artist called Pete Wingfield, off an album, and I can't make this up, Breakfast Special. So there you go. Here comes A Whole Pot of Jelly for a Little Slice of Toast.
You're like a whole
we've already said.
Wings there to follow up Paul Wingfield. That's our little Wings block, if you will. You might not have known it was Wings. That wasn't Paul McCartney singing. That was Denny Lane, the third wheel in Wings. Outside of Paul McCartney, of course, and Linda McCartney. And Denny Lane, of course, originally from the Moody Blues. And that song was Go Now, the hit that Denny Lane had in Moody Blues. That song, believe it or not, is the reason that Denny Lane was in Wings. When the Beatles broke up and Paul McCartney could have gone in any direction after two solo albums, he made Wings, which was a project with his wife, Linda, could have picked anybody to make that and get into a supergroup. He chose Denny Lane, according to interviews. He chose Denny Lane because he loved Go Now and he loved the way he sang Go Now. And he said, Denny, I want you in on this project. And in that moment, not a lot of people could really turn down Paul McCartney in 1971. So Denny looked at him and said, Paul, I'm in. And the rest is history. And speaking of history, that album that that song came from was Wings Over America, which was at the peak of Wingsdom on the tour of the Speed of Sound, Wings at the Speed of Sound album, 1976. Paul McCartney's return to touring after all those years after the Beatles stopped. They, believe it or not, opened up that tour one place to inaugurate a building. That place was the Kingdom in Seattle. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Two Rooms at the End of the World. KXRW 99.9 FM broadcasting to you right there. I'm Michael Sarno. We'll catch you in a second right after these great messages from great sponsors that make great services and great donations to help great radio stations keep running.
Community Growth Radio, or CGR, is a free online streaming service in Vancouver, Washington. CGR broadcasts news about health, retirement, finance, and the local community, keeping the visually impaired, blind, disabled, 50-plus, and veterans audiences in mind. CGR also features old-time and nostalgic radio shows and narrates a variety of written publications. Interested? Please search for CGR Radio in your browser or call 360-583-7748 to find out more.
KXRW Radio would like to help spread the word about food availability. Head to clarkcountyfoodbank.org and click on Find Food to access a map and printable list of pantry locations throughout the region where you can pick up or donate food. That's clarkcountyfoodbank.org.
Hey there, welcome back to KXRW 99.9 FM. You're tuned in to Two Rooms at the End of the World here with me, your host, Michael Sarno. Glad to see you. Thanks for being here. We just came off a great block of music. Guess what? We're doing it again. That's what we do here. We are going to kick into an obscure track from 1972 from a duo called Mouth and McNeil. This song, it's a good time. It's really makes you just kind of want to join in a chorus at a pub somewhere and kind of, you know, arm in arm with everybody. Sing along. But don't just take my word for it. Take a listen to the song.
Once I said I want to shoot, I don't remember why. I often wonder if it's true that you could make me cry. I only know it's long ago, you said I love you too. But I got one solution left, we're gonna start anew.
How do you do? I thought why not, na-na-na-na, just me and you. And then we can, na-na-na-na, just like before. And you will say, na-na-na-na, please give me more. And you will think, na-na-na-na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
How do you do? I thought, why not, na-na-na-na, just me and you. And then we can, na-na-na-na, just like before.
Just like before, and you will say, na 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 na, please give me more. And you will think, na 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 na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
How do you do? I thought why not, na 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 na, just me and you. And then began, na 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 na, just like before, and you.
Na 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 na.
just me and you. And then began na 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 na,
just like before. And you will say na 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 na,
please give me more. And you will think na 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 na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
You better go. You better.
Prog Rockers, Crack the Sky with We Want Mine.
We don't want your money, we want mine.
That is a band from the 70s that Rolling Stone was all over. Rolling Stone magazine called their debut one of the best things ever. They were really kind of likened to this huge kind of 10cc and Steely Dan type of pocket. That song came off of their sophomore album, Animal Notes, 1976. Look at that. Before that, we had Joel Alm, a Swedish musician there with The Way We Used to Beg. All right. Two Rooms at the End of the World here on KXRW 99.9 FM. I am Michael Sarno, and we are going to be right back after some messages from some great sponsors that help make radio just like this possible. So don't go anywhere.
Are you a musician or artist in the local Vancouver, Portland area?
Ready to take things to the next level?
Well, New Waves Northwest on KXRW has got you covered. Send in your song submissions to submitmusic@kxrw.fm for a chance to be highlighted on one of our upcoming episodes.
New Waves Northwest is the best place to discover bands and artists from the Pacific Northwest and all over the country. Once again, send submissions to submitmusic@kxrw.fm. And as always, stay wavy.
Community Angels at National Women's Coalition Against Violence and Exploitation have been supporters of KXRW Community Radio since our inception. NWCAVE helps to inform and educate the prevention of violence against women and children. They have a dream, a world without violence. Learn more about how you can help at nwcave.org.
Welcome back to Rooms at the End of the World here. I am your host, Michael Sarno. You're listening to KXRW 99.9 FM, and we are now officially in the final stretch of the program here today. And in order to kind of go through that, what we're going to be looking at is playing a small medley of songs here and kind of just kind of letting the music speak for itself and basically just, you know, respecting the space, respecting the artist, and kind of, you know, respecting the music, letting it breathe. So I will be quiet and let the music do the talking, and we can recuperate on the other end.
Shine. And I feel that when I'm with you,
That was a three-peat of songs by Fleetwood Mac, but not just any songs by Fleetwood Mac, songs sung by Christine McVeigh, who had unfortunately passed away recently at the age of 79. I'd like to just take a moment and kind of speak to Christine McVeigh and her legacy and everything that she did, because Christine McVeigh was one of a kind. Christine McVeigh was born not Christine McVeigh, she was born Christine Perfect, which is perfect in itself because she was not perfect, but just as close as you'd want to be to it. In Fleetwood Mac, she looked perfect in Fleetwood Mac because she was the glue that held the entire band together. I remember in 2013, I believe, Fleetwood Mac had announced a reunion tour, and I was finally old enough to start going to contests by myself and grabbing beers. So by that time, I was so thrilled to hear that Fleetwood Mac was getting together. And while everybody was excited that Fleetwood Mac was getting together, I was excited to finally see Fleetwood Mac with Christine McVeigh and having Fleetwood Mac support Christine McVeigh in kind of its own self, because to me, she was something else. She was beautiful, had the voice of an angel, and gave this kind of sense in such a estranged and troubled band as Fleetwood Mac was, of kind of grounding them, which is ironic because she really kind of helped perpetuate a lot of the Fleetwood Mac behavior, if you will. But songs like hers that do get radio play get it for such good reason. Songs like You Make Love and Fun, Little Lies, Don't Stop. Those are songs that will live on so far beyond us because of how timeless they are. The three songs you just heard were as follows. The first one was Songbird. That came from the album of, to me, the century, the Rumors. Everybody knows Rumors. Everybody loves Rumors. Every track off that is amazing. That track itself was kind of this calm in the storm. That entire album is just filled with hatred and angst and infidelity and infighting abound throughout all of the band members. But this one song, Songbird, was just like nothing else. It was this angelic and nice calming song. After that was I'd Rather Go Blind. That was Christine McVeigh's, at that time, Christine Perfect's take on Etta James's I'd Rather Go Blind. And let's not forget that Christine McVeigh was a crucial part to Fleetwood Mac finding their identity, especially even laying foundations before Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks came into the band. She was there. She was, you know, kind of in this, much in this Pink Floyd parallel of, oh, you know, Syd Barrett days was when the Peter Green Fleetwood Mac and the blues-oriented Fleetwood Mac was running abound. So when Christine Perfect McVeigh came into the band, really started to meld into what was Fleetwood Mac. Of course, they exploded when Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks came in, but they might not have gotten there without the foundations that Christine McVeigh laid down. And lastly was a demo of Never Make Me Cry. That was a track off Tusk. Now, Tusk was a crazy, chaotic album to make, not in the same vein as Rumors, because Tusk was kind of this trying to capitalize and exploding with creative juices and influences and just going nuts trying to make a follow-up to the album of the century. But there was a lot of duds on that album, but Christine McVeigh really carried it with a lot of her songs that she gave out. And this song, hands down, probably the best on, maybe the best on the album, but I think it's that over and over, you know, there's nothing like it. And I think that she really sticks out with who she was and what she brought to the band, because everybody brought something different to that band, but Christine McVeigh's, to me, was hands down the most beautiful and integral part of that band. And she will be missed immensely, but her legacy will not go forgotten, and her music will always live on thanks to the immense popularity of Fleetwood Mac. And that popularity is thanks in very large part to Christine McVeigh herself. So thank you very much for being here. I had fun today. I hope you did too. That's my Mr. Rogers send-off right there. We explored plenty of great tracks. I hope you enjoyed them. I hope it urges you to go find some really good tracks or share some good tracks that other people might not know with other people, because that's how history lives on. That's what you should do. If you want to know these amazing tracks on what they were, if you want them right in front of your face and say, oh, I think, yeah, that was that one, that one's that one, you can go to xray.fm or kxrw.fm. You can find this. You can find this recording. You can listen to it again. I hope maybe you loved it so much you wanted to listen to it again. And in that, the page will have it right up there, all the songs that we played today. In addition to, I don't know, if you really enjoy it, you're looking for something new, feel free to go listen to Ever Present Past if you want some more storytelling on some focused storytelling on other music, albums, artists, and stories of the past. Additionally, while you're there, feel free to drop a donation. If you like what you hear, please, we urge you to do that. We'd love it. We appreciate it. We appreciate making great independent radio for you to listen to. We hope that you appreciate it too and listening to it. Anything would help if you'd like to go along to keep this train running. I am Michael Sarno. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you to anybody that showed me music, and thank you for being you. That's all anybody could ever ask. KXRW 99.9 FM is the radio station. Two Rooms at the End of the World is the show that has now concluded. And the host here, Michael Sarno, would like to say, I wish you all the best until next time. Stay warm and enjoy every sandwich, as the great Warren Zevon once said.